report.
Frightening news from overseas has come home for many Americans. The first cases of Ebola in the United States.
Good morning. A second healthcare worker at Texas Hill Presbyterian Hospital has preliminarily tested positive for Ebola.
Is James Wright Foley.
And the beheadings of three American and British aid workers and journalists by Islamic State terrorists. The perceived threat from Islamic State jihadists has become a campaign issue, according to Frank Newport of the Gallup poll.
The current military action that's taking place against the Islamic State is a factor when you remind Americans of it, that they say, that could be important. And some candidates at the Senate level are trying to take advantage of it, as, of course, politicians will do.
Radical Islamic terrorists are threatening to cause the collapse of our country.
Republican supporters are using TV campaign ads to tie incumbent Democratic senators to President Obama and to accuse them of being weak on national security.
While radical Islamists threaten to attack America and millions cross our border undetected, President Obama and Senator Landrieu have done nothing.
Several ads from Republican-leaning groups against Democrats merged the separate issues of Islamic State terrorists and illegal immigration into one specter of gloom.
Evil forces around the world want to harm Americans every day. Their entry into our country through Arizona's backyard. Yet Ann Kirkpatrick consistently votes with her party against protecting Arizona.
For their part, some Democratic supporters are using an Ebola ad on YouTube to try to attack Republican candidates for cutting government spending.
Washington actually can cut spending.
The CDC says its discretionary funding has been cut by $585 million since 2010.
Cut. Less government.
Cut.
Cut.
Cut. Cut.
Ask if they are worried about Ebola. Some tourists to the nation's capital tell VOA they have mixed feelings, like Mary Hutter of Virginia and Frank Wyman of South Carolina.
I'm not afraid that it's going to become a huge thing. I mean, the disease is horrible. But I am not afraid about our own medical system.
I'm getting worried. I'm not scared yet. I think we'll get it all figured out.
Despite the scary ads, though, most Americans still say their top issues in this election are the economy, unemployment, and dissatisfaction with the government. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.